Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, everyone. Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Daria Hoey, Graham Patrick Gallagher, Megan Beattie, Michaela Kinnear, Jamie, Brooklyn Haight, Michaela B, Ivy Wong, Sordith Sanchez, Sibo Wang, Francesca, Mariana Tajakis, Megan Shearer, Poison Quills, Exastra, Maggie Bostick, Ray, Robin, Arielle Allen, Rebecca Seabee. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello, and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. Once again, this week, I am your host, Bryn Monroe, and with me I have...
Ben Meredith.
Alex Newell.
Helen Gould.
And...
Lowry Davis.
Lowry is still joining us as a special guest for this series of specials, which I have christened Forethought, which I thought was an amazing pun, and everyone only got at the very end of the last episode.
Sign of a good pun is if you have to explain it.
Yeah. So we've now met our characters a little bit. We've gotten used to the central game conceit of that all four characters being stuck inside one body. Last week, we introduced a little bit about Lowry's character, Ariane. This week, I'm going to ask us to kick off the episode with Alex, telling us a little bit about Saran. How did Saran end up here, stuck inside someone else's head?
Saran Jonsson Bansson, champion of the Three Rivers and sire of Hinvale. He was the best of them. He was the best of them, and as such, a responsibility comes to the best to not only stay the best, but to look after those who are not the best. As the years pressed and his position became more sure, he earned that title time and time again, until tales of far-off wars started drawing nearer and nearer. Finally, before it was too late, the elders of his village took it upon themselves to make a last desperate plea to the gods, and in so doing, inspire their deific powers into a crystal that he could hold upon his person, and in so doing, stand as a single champion against an entire army alone. Unfortunately, he does not actually remember how the battle went, or pretty much anything apart from briefly kind of taking hold of that crystal. Until he found himself at some point or another in another person's head, one of whom was especially unpleasant, and unfortunately wasn't particularly conducive to listening, so he sort of learned to take a back seat in things often, but tries to make sure no one gets too killed these days.
Okay, so we're going to resume our adventure where we left off last week. Having escaped from jail by fleeing to the roof, outrunning a wizard, and leaping across the rooftops, Ariane has settled on a rooftop somewhere in the great city, and has just realised that the predicament she finds herself in is a little more serious than she had first thought.
So, sorry, Femi, say that again. I'm dying.
Yes, your life force is weakening.
Four people, one body, it makes sense, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose we're taking up your energies and all of that.
Well, okay, then please, thank you for being here. Get out of my head.
We can't.
But I'm going to die.
Well, we'll have to make sure that you don't. How about I cure you first and then we can worry about all the rest?
Yeah, okay. Will it stop the shaking?
Probably not. But you will stop bleeding.
Okay, yeah, actually, that would be good. And I think I may have cracked a few ribs, so if you could sort those out, that would be lovely.
I'll give it a go.
Oh, I have to give you control.
Go on, my dear.
Okay, fine. Take it.
Do I take it?
Yes.
Yay!
Take it. I wasn't using it anyway.
I'm just going to sit here for a while.
Femi is once again in control of the body.
Fantastic. Do a little wiggle.
It occurs to me, Alex, that you should probably start charging rent.
Cure wounds, again, I just roll for it, but I don't know.
So, again, there's no roll. It happens automatically, and you just cure a set amount of hit points. 1d8 plus your wisdom bonus.
Okay, then. I thought the cure wounds was going to be better than that, but fine. Oh, 7. You get 10 back.
That's not bad.
You can also, I should have mentioned this, just before you cast it, really. You can cast it using a higher spell slot, and you get an extra d8 for each one. So you have first level, second level, and third level spell slots available.
Okay.
You cast Hold Person early, which I believe is a second level spell.
Yes.
So that used up one of your second level spell slots.
Oh, so I should call
that
in. Yeah,
and if you want to cast that healing spell as a first level, that will use up one of those, but you could have used one of your higher level spell slots to cast it if you prefer, and you'll get the extra d8.
Then, yes, I will use it as a second level.
Okay, so you get an additional d8.
Okay.
And 10. Normally you do that before you roll, because I forgot the rule. I'm going to let you just
that's okay.
Do it this way
it's
around this time.
New.
Eight.
So another 8 back, yeah.
So we're on 35.
Okay, so where's the necklace? Because we need to put that on and get us all back up into tip-top shape, and then we can carry on learning.
Well, obviously. Yes, where is the necklace? Where did you leave it?
Well, in the museum. I touched it. I didn't take it. So
but you don't have... So is it still in the museum? Or does the person you were getting it for have it?
Well, if you failed to steal it, then assumedly it's
still
in the museum.
Hey, what happened when you touched the stone, right? Did you just black out? Yes, that's what happened to me, okay?
I did not fail.
I was in there and I had an exit and I would have... done that
you
job.
Should have worn gloves.
Oh dear, you see right, he's annoying, point. Isn't
the
he?
The only failure anyway. You should feel ashamed of is one you don't learn the lesson from.
Come on then, dear, point me towards the museum.
You sound like a motivational handbook.
I predate motivational handbooks.
Oh, good, so you're the urtext of motivational handbooks.
I don't know what an urtext is.
Yes, well, quite.
Come out on, of interest, then. Now that I'm in the head, can I see? Do they take form?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's still just voices.
Yeah, so you as I said, you all share senses, so you feel like you're still... But if you try and move the limbs, nothing happens.
That's horrible.
That and
horrible.
You're all hearing... Ooh. It's like an internal monologue, except it has multiple voices, and you can converse with each other.
So if you're not driving, it's sort of like an active sleep paralysis.
Oh, gosh.
Like, can we not think about the horrible implications of this game? And just play it as the fun, silly adventure it was supposed to be.
Just a fun spell. A fun, cool
welcome
spell.
Welcome to my eternal struggle, Bryn. You get people wondering, they say it's horrifying.
It feels fine. It's not fundamentally that weird an experience.
So I'm not just like cowered in a corner of my brain,
no,
like rocking.
Like, this is a bit weird, but it's probably fine.
Well, look, I know the direction. I know how to get to the museum, so... Let me take over again and I'll get us there.
Oh, but we're having so much fun and it's nice
yes,
to have
you should take control
hands.
Again, otherwise we'll end up in a temple or something trying to
yes,
swear
I
our
should,
fealty to
I
a god.
I should check in on my gods.
Quick, take back control.
You,
take back control.
Take
I'll help
I'm
you.
Taking time.
I'm going to help you and give you an advantage.
If he wasn't, I would.
So roll 2d20.
I got
it. Are you resisting, Helen?
Yeah.
Yeah, then roll the wisdom save.
Highest is 15 feet.
And it's... plus wisdom,
oh,
right?
That's a natural one.
So I had 18.
Yeah, you seize back control.
This is
of the
my
body.
Yeah. Okay. I'll head off to the museum while having a conversation in my head.
Sure.
So, are you sure the only way we can solve this is by like putting the necklace on? There's no
yes,
magic.
There have to be, well, Maybe. I've been out for a long time. Maybe magic has come on in leaps and bounds and there are lots of fun new gods to go and say hello to. But definitely necklace put on, everything will be better.
That is the magic.
Right.
Yeah.
As I said, your soul is linked with ours and the necklace.
So it's like if you got...
Lost both of your lungs.
You know what? That's actually very good. That's a good allegory, yes.
Well, of course it is. I said it.
Okay.
Well. Oh, I hate you again. I was just starting to like you.
I'm heading to the museum.
Okay. Remember, you're still in what is essentially your underclothes.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You've been... your equipment has been removed.
Okay, yeah.
And there is now a blood stain on one side.
I'm going to head home?
Yeah.
To pick up some stuff.
Sure. Yeah, you have a long-term rent. You rent a room in a boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term, you've got a bunch of things squirreled
it's
away
got all
in
I
it.
Need. So your master plan after escaping a jail is to return to where they know you'll go.
Well, the alternative is die.
I'm just saying there are other clothes around. You could perhaps earn some and then head on to the museum rather than heading...
Or I can just make you invisible and you can steal them.
All right, you know what? That's actually a really fair point. It's been a really weird day, okay? Fine.
It's very tiring.
It'll get weirder if you die, so you should sort that out.
She is not wrong.
I will try and pick up some... I need my tools. Like, I'm very sneaky. Can I have placed things around the city for Ooh. All eventualities?
Yeah, I think you are a
safe
well-prepared
locations.
Character. You may have additional safe locations apart from just your main place
I'll
of residence.
To the safe location that's closest to the museum.
Okay.
In fact, part of my recce would have been to set one up by the museum.
Sounds plausible to me.
Alex now has a greater respect for Arianne. Alex is like, yep, good, all right, cool, hats off to you, fair enough.
Okay, yeah, you found a little... disused basement and squirreled some supplies away in it so you can have a change of clothing and a set of thieves' tools.
Lovely.
What else would you have left for yourself? Bearing in mind, I'm not going to just be like, oh, yeah, sure, have a super powerful magic item.
You mean
I was about to say dynamite.
The necklace?
Yeah.
Some kind of weapon.
Set of leather armour.
Yeah, good shout.
Short sword.
Yeah, I think, you can pick up a short sword that you left there for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some simple leather armour. Armour is expensive and hard to maintain. And although you are someone who has, stolen some expensive things, you don't necessarily have a huge amount of resources just to keep backup equipment lying around.
Is armour going to affect my, acrobatics and athletics and stuff?
Not if it's relatively simple armour.
Fine.
So, you can pick up a short sword, set of thieves' tools, and some simple leather armour.
Standard leather armour?
Yeah.
It's the lowest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Your AC becomes 11 plus your dex modifier.
So, in fact, it will only go up by one, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. No strength modifiers.
14, not 13.
No stealth disadvantages.
Yeah, perfect.
Cool.
And so you can add thieves' tools, a short sword, and some leather armour.
Cool. I've probably left something to eat as well. That wouldn't have gone off.
Seems fair.
Cool.
You gather some supplies that you had previously squirreled away from yourself. It's not your best stuff. You had your best stuff on you when you were pulling this job, so it's a bit of a shame, and you feel you'd be slightly better off if you had a few more resources to spend, but you've got the basics and you've got what you need.
Cool. Then head to the museum. Actually, what time of day is it?
That's a good question. So you were pulling the museum job at night.
Yeah.
It's now probably mid-afternoon.
Right.
You can assume it's the next day, but maybe you were unconscious for several days.
Yeah. Actually, were you guys, awake while I was asleep?
No.
No.
Okay.
Consciousness.
I just wondered if you knew how much time had passed.
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, it depends how tightly they're still guarding the museum, I suppose, because security's going to have increased, I guess.
Well, can't you tell by looking at it and all that?
Let's go see.
Isn't it called doing a recce?
yes, it is, nameless one.
Oh, don't call him that, he'll like that.
I do like that.
Okay, so you head to the historical district, which contains the museum and some other important, very old buildings.
It's where they store all the history.
The museum is a standalone building. It's large. It's not very tall. It's only the equivalent of two stories, but it's mostly... But that's because the rooms inside are all just very tall rooms. It's on one side of a square, so there's a lot of space in front of it, and then there's quite a lot of space around it as well, because it is big. And the second you go to the square, you realise that, yes, there is more security than when you hit this place previously.
I have no patience for the decadence of this era.
Because it's not a mud hat.
There's quite a lot of foot traffic in and out of the main entrance. The main entrance is open, the museum looks open, and people are just using it normally. It's quite a popular destination for tourists and people who live in the city as well.
How's it looking then, dear?
Well, I'm thinking, how long does that invisibility work last?
Probably not very long.
Up to an hour.
Oh.
Long enough? Yes, well, you wouldn't know such a powerful spell, would you?
Oh, shut up. He's got bad magic.
Right, I mean, they've increased the security, so we're going to need to have a look inside. If you make us invisible and let's go in.
Either that or I could turn us into a gas. Would that be helpful? Get through any locked doors?
Can the gas see?
Well, yes, of course you are experienced. It would be a terrible spell, and I wouldn't have learned it if you couldn't.
All right, well, I just had to check.
So I'm going to turn you into a cloud, but we can do invisibility first. Then we can do a gaseous form. As you see, a wizard is a much better thief than
well,
whatever
I
you
will
are.
Say we don't necessarily...
Be
How
careful.
Are you going to pick up that necklace in your gaseous form?
Well, you cease being gaseous, you pick up the necklace.
How are you going to get it out?
You become gaseous again and it's subsumed into your form. Otherwise what, we're going to be naked in a museum? Obviously, the spell accounts for this kind of thing.
Okay, fine.
He's not wrong. In that form, you would be both silent and deadly.
I'm really fed up of you saying... fart jokes.
You don't get many fart jokes on this show, actually.
Wow.
Unless I miss them.
I'm sorry, everyone. I thought we were having a fun special, but I'm ending it there.
We'll
be back to our
our
normal adventure next week. Alex will be dead, but we'll find a way to continue on.
Well, once again, the sword-swinging idiot is wrong. You cannot interact with or talk, which means spells cannot be cast, and unfortunately, heads cannot be butted, which I know is your favoured form of communication.
Okay, let's go with the invisibility and see what's what, because if we come to lock doors and things, that's kind of my speciality.
Well, you can do that while you're invisible.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yes, that's what I'm implying. Obviously, I thought of this beforehand.
There's no
anyway,
need
do you
to
want to be
imply
invisible
if I've already
not?
Said.
Do you want to be invisible?
Yes, turn me invisible.
Then give me control.
Don't do it.
Fine, take control.
Look, I'm going to play ball. We're literally going to die if we don't do this thing. Obviously, I'm going to get the necklace first.
If there's one thing I trust him to do, it's maintain his own self-preservation.
I already gave you permission.
Fine, thank you.
So, Ben is now in control of the body.
Cast invisibility.
No.
Go down an alleyway and cast invisibility.
Don't worry, I'm not a breathe-in, breathe-out GM.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you are. Don't pretend you're not.
I'm better, okay? I've learned a lot. Ben is now in control of the body. The body is invisible.
See? Magic.
Wow, this is... Can I see my own body?
No.
Wow, this is amazing!
Yeah, well...
You can't move the hands, though.
Okay. Look down! I want to see my hands!
You can't see your hands, we're invisible.
Yes, but that's what I want to see. This is so cool.
I'm waving our hands in front of our face. Can you see them? No, they're invisible.
Wow!
Honestly, it's like being with children. Anyway,
let's go inside.
Yeah, walk into the museum. Just dodging crowds.
Yeah, it's not crowded enough that you have to worry about people bumping into you, but it's busy. There's lots of people.
I'm going to direct you to the necklace or where it was.
Yeah, the museum is big, and there's different sections with different themes, and there's different rooms, and so it's actually not simple to just find the right room, but Ariane can point you in the right direction.
Oh my god, you're basically everything I ever wanted, which is a sat nav that lives in my head.
Yeah, but only for a very small area.
Oh, it's okay,
that doesn't exist.
We'll catch that in a patch.
Okay, so Ariane, you do notice that there's not like an oppressive number of guards here, but there's definitely more than your previous scouting mission.
They have definitely.
Like, they've probably doubled the number. It used to be quite sparse, the guards, but now there's a guard in most rooms, but not every room, while there are people here during the day. And you come to the room where the necklace is, and it looks more or less the same as the last time you were here.
The collar itself?
The room.
Or the room.
Can everyone make me either a perception or investigation? Your choice.
Investigation of 19.
Perception of 12. It's not coming to attack me, so why would I need to notice?
Perception of 9. I'm trying to read all of the plaques about all of
recent history.
Yes.
Oh, mine's the same. Oh, 7.
Guide us, Ben. Guide us to our salvation.
Well, I can't turn my head the way I want to turn my head.
Perception check is like, look left!
You haven't checked the ceiling!
Helen, you keep trying to read the plaques, and it's not working because the eyes are just not focusing on them, and it's really frustrating. Lowry, something about the room feels slightly off. Something has changed since the last time you were in this room, but you cannot for the life of you work out what. It's just that it's a small enough change. You know it's there, but you can't pinpoint it. Alex, your eye is drawn towards one of the other exhibits, not the necklace, which is a sword. Looks like a pretty cool sword.
Nice.
Ben.
Hello.
You get a much fuller picture of the room.
It's because I've got control of the head.
Yes. Right. You recognise the collar. It is as you once assembled it yourself. It looks very much the same. It's placed quite nicely on like a chest, a fake chest piece. There's a big glass case over it. On a plinth, there's a little rope around it. There are multiple other exhibits in the room. They all have the same, more or less the same setup. So there's five different things that you can see in the room. You are not interested at all in the sword. Obviously, the collar is the same. You realise that there is a lot of magic in this room, not just in these items, but around them. Ah. You have, you know, arcane senses, and they are tingling.
Mm-hmm.
The other things you notice, so there's the collar, there's the sword, there's a tapestry hanging on a piece of the wall with the same, like, glass case, little rope around it. There's a set of vases, and there's a set of what you recognise as astronomical equipment as well. And you can feel magical power coming off all of these things, as well as just in the air in the room. The tapestry is probably the one that catches your eye a bit beyond just the necklace, because it looks like magical writing. Instead of in a book, it's woven into a fabric, which is a bit unusual, but you recognise it as arcane script. And although it's not moving in the way that arcane script does, it has that same look and feel to it.
What does it say?
It seems to be a kind of extract of a piece. You'd have to go over and study it for a while to read what it says. But it's not like, arcane script is not just like, oh, I read it. It's like, I have to study it to get the meaning.
The items in this room are interesting.
Something is off, though. Something's changed. I can't work out what it is.
Oh, they've put magical alarms around the exhibits. It's very, very obvious. Anyway, I can get rid of those. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
Yes, anyway.
I would worry about it if I were you.
Well,
he's going to steal all the other things,
He will continue to tell you the answers he thinks you want to hear, not the answers he thinks are true.
No, I mean, I can. I can cast Dispel Magic, and they're magical, so that's how that... Sorry, so magic is when a wizard exerts
their
puissance
upon the
world.
Because they lack the strength of arm to fulfil their own...
No,
they've learned that hitting things is not the only way to solve things.
Or sometimes you have a god that likes you.
Please.
Right up until they don't.
Okay, but what's the plan to get the collar?
Well, just a very quick clarification. The glass case around it, is there a door on it? Like, how did they get it, the item, in?
It's not obvious. So, the last time you were here, Lowry, there were magical protections on the plinth, and it was a reasonably similar setup, but there wasn't a little rope around it, and you
How will we get past the rope?
Our only weakness.
You didn't, like, dispel the magic, but you were able to stop it from triggering, because that's one of the skill sets you have, and you cut through the glass and reached inside.
I am imagining, like, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that kind of setup. The glass looks thicker and heavier than it did last time.
Okay.
Now that you're studying it a bit more closely, and now that he's sort of drawing the body's attention towards it.
I mean, we can't just steal it in broad daylight.
There's also
daylight.
People in this room.
Yeah.
Like, why
looking
not?
Looking at the exhibits and reading the
as the
about them and
voice
stuff.
That we can all hear said, there are people in this room.
There's a sword right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you maybe suggesting that we kill the innocent guests in the museum? Not so high and mighty now, are
since
we,
when did
perfect
you care about
boy?
The innocence?
I don't care. I'm just...
Who said the word kill?
Well, sorry, what are you going to do? Wave the sword in a wonderful pattern? Maybe hypnotise him? Oh, no, wait, I can do that because I can cast magic.
How long have you guys been together?
Too long.
Long enough.
Longer than I think anyone else could possibly remember.
Well, he got stuck in a jewel, didn't he?
Okay. Am I going to die if we wait until night? Because...
Yes.
Probably not.
Well, that
depends.
Was...
How bad is the hand? How bad is the handshake?
How bad is the handshake?
Well, we can feel it. We don't have to see
it.
It's not very bad.
Well, we can wait until night, but remember, It lasts for an hour. I can recast it, but I can only do it a certain number of times.
Mm. Also, if your hands are shaking, you might not be able to steal as well.
The hand has stopped shaking. It was a temporary tremor. It's not like a permanent tremor. Yeah. Like, it's going to come and go occasionally for dramatic purposes.
I don't understand why all these things are in the same place. What purpose does it serve?
To learn!
It's called a museum, where they put artifacts of a thematic or historical relevance next to each other. I know that your culture didn't have museums, they just sort of had mud paintings in their mud walls.
So, as you came into this section of the museum, you saw that the name of the exhibit that is in this room and a couple of the adjacent rooms is Items of Unknown Providence.
Oh.
So the link is, they're still being studied, and I had an answer for that. And on that note, we're going to take a break. And we're back. So, we're still figuring out exactly which plan we want to execute to steal this necklace.
We could approach the owner of this museum
and tell
them the situation.
They won't believe you.
Do not know how to do
anything. Also, still a thief.
Stuff.
I mean, the guard did say the Empress owned the museum, so good luck with that.
If there's one thing that I've learned, it's that royalty and emperors can always be trusted.
we're not listening to you anymore.
That's the point of them.
No!
Why would people follow a leader that they cannot trust, that they cannot follow?
Look, we don't have the time to explain
lying.
Political structures to you. Obviously, you were just banging two rocks together and that's how you became chief or whatever it is you are.
Oh, no! Their society may have had some very valuable cultural
I know you can't see my
practices.
Our face right now, but it's wearing the expression where I don't care. Anyway.
If it weren't for my culture, you'd all be dead already.
Yes, that's valuable.
Oh, good, great.
Okay,
anyway, sneak
as
thief.
The owner of this body, we're going to come back.
Well, actually, I own the body right now, so... Exactly. Anyway, sneak thief, do you think you could secrete yourself in this room not to be seen until nightfall?
Oh, what a great idea. Yeah, definitely.
Knew I was the brains of this operation.
Do you think you could also take the sword whilst you do it?
What?
Well, actually...
Why do you want the sword?
Because he wants to hit things. That's all he knows.
Yeah, but she's only little.
Hey, I'm strong.
Yeah, but you're also, like, sneaky, stealthy, small.
This is true.
Are we having this entire conversation invisible in the middle of the room?
Yeah.
Apparently so. I'm loving it.
It's all internal monologue. It's great.
This game is all about the interaction between you four... terrible people.
I am wonderful.
I barely have to do anything. It's the best session I've ever written.
I'm so jealous.
Anyway, use our sneaky thieving eyes to find ourselves a horrible little corner to scuttle into.
Well, you're going to have to give me control of the body again.
Not really. You can direct me around and then I can curl myself into the corner.
You don't have the skills. I told you I won't give it back. You shouldn't give it back to him again.
Give me my body back.
If you want your body back, you're going to have to come and take it.
That is exactly what I'm... Hang on a minute. Will we stop being invisible?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to make a knowledge arcana check, I guess.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
That's actually a fair question.
Yeah. Natural 20.
You will remain invisible.
Oh, wicked!
Yeah, no. Obviously, the spell will drop off.
I think he's lying.
Want to test it?
Yeah.
That was the dumbest answer I... Honestly, that was a... Sneak thief.
Okay,
you don't seem to be as stupid as this one. Do you want to test it?
No.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So now direct me around
then,
and I'll curl myself into a corner.
Are there any, like, sticky out things on the ceiling? Something I can hide behind? A staff room?
Oh, I was going to say, a staff? How thin are you?
Yeah, we're very, very small.
She'll turn sideways.
Do you want to hide in this room or... Are you going to extend the search? I mean, there's seating, there's not a lot of features, but you could probably work something out.
I mean, ideally we would hide in the room, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
You think it would be possible looking around. There's seating to hide under, there's, like, curtains.
Oh, curtains!
You're not going to have a perfect hiding place, but you're pretty good at hiding.
A building of this size would have a midden.
A pardon?
You mean the toilet?
A midden.
Oh.
They didn't have plumbing.
Where you go to drop dark soil?
Dark soil? Really? That was your word for it? The dark soil? Did you fear it? Was it a god?
You drop dark soil, it becomes normal Look, there'll be a midden.
Okay.
Hide there.
Alex is bringing so much to this role that I never envisioned, and I love it.
Man Out of Time is the best trope ever. The best trope.
It really is.
So okay. Do you want to hide in the toilet then?
Well, in my experience, it would be much easier if we could hide in here, but I guess they're probably gonna like.
Remember, if they lock the door, we can be a cloud.
Oh, let's absolutely hide in here.
What? No, I meant oh, we can leave here for a better hiding place and then we can come back in. Oh, you've done this before, right?
Yes, but not with the ability to be a cloud.
Oh,
come
yes,
on.
You've done it badly before. Yes, of course.
Oh, you...
I think you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Just hide in the mid, and if someone tries to come in, you claim you have the stomach worms. It's fine.
Yeah, but then they're going to make us leave.
That is the single most disgusting thing that I've ever heard, and I have dug up dead bodies.
Why would you dig up a dead body?
For evil. Magic!
How long have we got of our invisibility left? We need to move.
Oh, like 20 minutes.
Okay, still.
Well, okay, where would you hide us? You say you're the expert. Well, walk me around.
Okay, we can
smell
be
for
a cloud,
minute.
Then I'm not hiding in the toilet.
They check the stalls.
That's why you claim you have the stomach worms.
They're going to close the museum. Saying you have diarrhea is not going to just let you stay there.
There's what do you mean they close the museum?
Okay. There, in my recce last time, I found a storage room. Let's go there. There's lots of sheets hanging over things. Lots of statues that we could impersonate.
Yes.
Excellent.
Everyone knows impersonating statues is a flawless plan.
Yes.
Hashtag callback.
But genuinely, yeah, it worked, didn't it?
There was a natural 20 involved. If you want a 5% chance of something working,
or
you
hide
go
behind
for it.
Something.
No, it's fine. Pretend to be a statue. I've actually mastered the art of standing so still I become invisible.
Yes, he just turns his brain off.
To the storage cupboard, then.
Yeah, so each section of the museum has its own storage room where, and this section is one of the temporary exhibit sections, so there's actually quite a large storage room because they change what is being exhibited. There is a guard on the door to the storage area, and the storage area door, you know from last time you were here, is locked. Last time there wasn't a guard, and you were able to unlock it pretty subtly.
Claim you're the spirit of his ancestor, and you're ashamed with him standing guard instead of heading out into the world.
That's a really good idea, actually.
I assume everyone in this world knows that invisibility is a thing, though.
I believe Ben is still in control of the body at this point. And, yeah, there's 15 minutes left on the invisibility spell.
So invisibility is a concentration effect, which means I can't... Like, walking around and talking is fine, but if I try and do anything else, I think that's not going to work. Well, obviously, we'll just have to destroy this guard and...
Does anyone know how to knock him out? Nicely?
Yes.
Why don't you go and push something over somewhere else and he'll go and investigate that and then we come back?
That's actually quite a good idea. I'm on board with that.
Whilst yelling out, I'm the spirit of your ancestors and I'm ashamed you've chosen to spend your life.
Find the spookiest thing you can and pretend to be it.
I can get us through that door very easily.
Can you be a cloud?
Why is your solution
Isn't
to all
always
problems
have to be a cloud?
Become a cloud.
You
well, because
and
things
clouds.
Have keyholes. Things have keyholes. You can just go through. If you try and pick the lock, we will cease to be invisible. How quickly can you pick a lock?
Okay.
How quickly can I become a cloud?
It depends on
Faster.
The lock. That lock isn't that great, but like probably not that fast.
Will it take you 6 seconds?
I can break a door in 6 seconds.
Then you can't close the door behind you, honestly.
I won't break the whole door.
But
break
if we
a
become
bit
a cloud,
door.
We'll be visible, right?
That's why we're distracting
right.
the guard.
Let's, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Fine. Cloud. Distraction. Cloud.
Are there any...
Something we can throw?
Yeah, things in this corridor that are not nailed down.
Push a vase
yes.
over.
There are boards with, like, signs, showing the a map of the museum that would be easily push overable.
Yeah, nice. Go and kick a board over.
Cool, it falls. The guard walks over to it.
Truly, your physical prowess will echo down the ages.
Quickly look around. Are we being watched by anyone?
No, there are. This is a used corridor and there are people, so.
Is anyone facing us?
Probably not. Like, you're going to have to be a bit lucky and a bit sneaky.
That's fine.
It's not going to be instantly someone notices you.
I cast gaseous form.
Okay, so to begin casting the spell, you do have to drop the invisibility. So I would like you to make a dexterity arcana check.
That's actually really good.
Question.
To cast it fast and subtly.
I was going to say, because it does have a somatic component, doesn't it?
Yeah.
19.
You're fine. Yeah, so you cease to be invisible. You quickly and swiftly cast the spell as quietly as you're able to, but you do have to mutter. And you are now in a gaseous form, and you are able to float through the locked door. You're in a storage area. It's poorly lit. There are sheets over boxes everywhere. Can't even tell what anything is. Everything is in a box, basically.
That was so weird and so cool.
Yes, well, being a wizard is rather cool.
It's a lot of fun. You get to learn a lot of things.
There's a dark path that leads to a horrible demise.
Well, given the clouds are silent and we can talk in our head, I'm going to remain in this cloud form and scooch about as long as I can, because it's literally silent.
Are there any rafters? Anything we can hide in the ceiling?
Probably not, but it's unlikely someone's going to come in here, to be honest. Like, it's not going to be a room that's used very often.
My instinct would be to, I know I'm not in control, but to hide up high.
Yes, good point. I shall float high.
Yes, this is so cool. Can you teach me to do this?
No.
With many years of practice, perhaps.
Wow.
Are you perhaps considering becoming some sort of acolyte?
No, don't do it, don't do it. He'll make you evil.
What?
He will.
Evil is subjective. Why would you restrict yourself by
such... You dig up dead bodies and experimented on them and
they're
do
dead.
Nasty things.
They
and
don't
you
care.
You kill people.
They do care.
Yeah, they do.
The dead bodies don't care.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
There's an afterlife. They're probably looking at you, going, what are you doing with my limbs?
If I were in the afterlife, I would not be worrying about my mouldering corpse on the mortal plane. I'd be enjoying the afterlife.
You're in the afterlife and you're not enjoying it.
If they're sad and... No, we're not in the afterlife. We're bound to a magical artifact. I mean,
yeah,
goodness me. Do you think this is some sort of afterlife here?
Are you dead?
Well,
yes.
No.
What comes after being dead?
No, we are dead.
You are after your life.
No, we are in a liminal space between death and life.
That's what I said. You are after
No,
your
you don't
life.
Understand.
If I've you're just standing... realised that there's no way out of this for me, is there? You're
no.
going to be with me forever.
Well...
Not necessarily. If you die, we'll probably split up and then find each other in the eternal void.
No, again, we will be bound to the item again. And then the next poor fool will pick up the item. Hopefully, they'll be a bit...
Actually, we're immortal.
And I'm going to end that thought, really. I've made myself clear.
He was going to insult you.
I was going to insult you.
Which is why you shouldn't be his acolyte, because he'll just be the worst teacher. But he doesn't have any good books or scrolls or recording system or archive or paintings and...
He probably doesn't even do any of the archiving himself. Probably employs other people to do it for him. He's much more interested in the power.
And he snoops on them.
I bet you.
And then he'll give you lots of eyes for no reason.
For some reason, I feel tingly.
Don't cross the streams.
Obviously, I don't have any of that sort of infrastructure. That's what we can build together. We can rebuild. We can have acolytes again. We can start to obtain more power in this modern place.
And it will
well,
be bad.
Yes, we'll try and rule the world.
That's not what
we
the
are
world
bound
is
together.
For.
It is for me to rule, and I guess you lot can come along.
Aaron is crying at the back of her mind. This is all too much.
It's a lot, isn't it? You haven't had a lot of time to process all this, really.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Anyway.
That's what I'm afraid of.
If you'll excuse me, I assume you will need some of my incredible puissance later to successfully do this mission, so I will need to meditate and think.
Look at him making up words like puissance.
It's fine. You meditate over there, and then we'll just carry on talking over here.
Okay, we're in the... Do you know where we are?
Can you split into more than one cloud?
No.
Oh.
The man's an idiot.
That's an excellent question.
That's
though.
The problem.
Thank you.
Although we would probably be smaller.
Tell you what, I'm going to go float up and sit on a bookshelf and then stop being a cloud so we can just stop thinking about this and he can understand what a body is, because I think he's just about got that and dark soil. Those are the two things we know he knows about. So I'm going to float up to like a high shelf and sit on it like... come out of being gaseous sitting.
Can you make sure there's something for us to hide underneath while you get up there, please?
No, I can't. I'm a cloud.
That's true. Well, could you go to a bookshelf that has something that we can hide?
Oh, yes, of course.
I pity you. You've clearly forgotten the face of your gods.
I don't have any gods. I'm better than the
gods.
That's
exactly why he's evil.
What?
No gods.
Gods can be evil.
My gods aren't evil.
Well, we're mangling anything. Yeah, I'll float up to a shelf with a cover.
Yeah.
Become a gaseous... stop being a gaseous form and then just drag the sheet over myself and just drop it.
Nice. Have you marked off casted spells against your slots?
I have.
Good.
That's why I'm trying to take a short rest.
Nice.
Yeah, let's rest. I think we could all benefit from
well,
it.
Well, you can all just
read.
Or both.
I need to rest so that I can regain my magical power.
So why don't you rest while the rest of us get on with
this? Okay, we are in the same body. The body must rest. Feel free to bicker about whatever it is that you fools care about, and I'm going to actually think and help us. Now, goodbye.
What do you mean, goodbye? You're still here.
Yes, I know. I'm indicating that I'm not going to be speaking anymore, and please do not disturb me.
You're still speaking.
I didn't realise when I wrote this game that I'd written all the characters as terrible children, but I now see how wrong I was.
I realise that.
From a younger, more innocent time.
It literally says on my sheet that I didn't think the wizard character was pleasant.
So that's on me.
So I will attempt to take a short rest.
You are in control of the body.
Yes. I mean, I can't control what these people are doing, but my intention is to sit there quietly and take a short rest.
You can't rest unless everyone is resting.
I'm up for a rest because I need time to think about what is happening. I need to digest this information.
I'll help you digest the information.
Oh, okay. That would be nice, actually. I'm feeling a bit
Let's do vulnerable. A meditate.
Okay.
Meditating is resting. Yes, good. Do that.
Might sing a song.
No.
Like a lullaby?
Oh, you know, just a sort of a gentle song that you'd sing around the fireside. You
is
know?
It about dark soil?
As shadows grow long, blah, blah, blah. Like I just gently sing to myself unless someone says it's a bad idea. That's how I've learned to chill out. You all gather around and you sing your songs and you tell stories of the time that you have had in that day.
This is a terrible idea. I need to concentrate.
So if you check your character sheet, Alex, you'll find that you are actually capable of casting two spells.
Oh,
I
know.
So you're familiar with what a short rest is.
Oh, I will. You can sing a song during a short rest.
Okay.
Can you?
I mean, I guess technically
I
can.
I suppose so. We're having a short rest. Everyone gets the benefits of a short rest.
Hooray.
No benefits.
Woo. I will get...
Both of you can have one spell slot back because you both spent spells.
Hey.
And you can recover some hit points.
That would be nice. Oh, nice. We're on 44.
Okay, I'm going to get my third level spell slot back so that I have more access to gaseous form and dispel magic. Mm. But I only have two invisibilities left.
Okay, everyone's had a short rest. It is now mid-evening. The museum is shut. You hear from outside the room you're hiding in, you hear the sounds of people cease. There's no longer foot traffic through the corridors. You see that the lights, a lot of it was natural light, and there's natural light in here as well, and it's dimmed, it's now nighttime, and even the artificial lighting has been mostly turned off. There's still a very low level of lighting seeping in around the edges of the door.
How do you tell the passing of the seasons in a place that has no trees?
Oh, wow.
It's called weather.
Weather what?
No, the weather.
The weather. Like when it's sunny and when it's raining.
But you can't see the sky.
We can walk out of the building? You are... Please tell me you had buildings. Roofs? Or were you just scrabbling around in hovels?
I don't like it here.
Right, well, rest's over.
Well, tell you what. I'll find a tree to rub us up against at some point if that will make you feel more comfortable. Leave some scent...
I would also be quite comfortable up a tree. That would be
why,
nice.
Why, you have the skin flakes. I can point out the tree that would solve that for you.
You are disgusting and you come from a disgusting time.
Well, what? How many diseases did you have?
There were many ailments.
How fascinating. What were all the cures?
Mostly some kind of tree or dirt. Sometimes animals.
I never expected another answer. Was dark soil used?
Only on our enemies.
So, Ben, you're still in control of the body.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
So, you are the sneak thief.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do? When are the guards? Do you know the patrol times?
Most likely what we should do is hand over control to the sneak thief.
You did know the patrol times. I did know them. But you've seen that there's a lot more guards around during the day than there were previously.
Sorry, allow me to address the simple fool. If we do that, she can't cast spells.
So do the spells first.
No, I told you it will break the spell if we transfer control.
Are you sure of that?
Absolutely.
I don't think he is.
What?
I don't trust a word he says.
There's no way for me to...
What's the bluff sense motive equivalent of 5e? Is it deception versus insight?
That's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll roll deception.
Yeah, roll deception, okay. And anyone else can roll insight.
I'll do an insight since it's on the table.
Same.
I don't try to normally counter roll.
15.
18 for me.
Damn. 11. Can I get advantage because I really don't like him?
11.
Yeah, so the two of you have no reason to doubt him, and he seems convincing.
Sure.
Femi, you are also a spellcaster, and you're pretty sure it doesn't work like that. Yeah. And also, you don't like him. but mostly, it's knowing stuff that is making you think he might not be on the up and up.
Yeah. He likes to act all high and mighty and like he's better than everyone else at everything. No, you're not. And I think that the spell will stay.
Again, do you want to try it?
A skilled hunter doesn't need a spell.
I'm not going to... Like, yes, but I mean, if I cast the spell now and the spell stops, again, I'm assuming as some sort of wizard you are partially aware of how this works.
I'm a priest and I'm the best priest.
So a bad wizard, yes.
You're the bad wizard!
Okay.
Go to your bad wizard corner!
Arian, take control of your body and I will assist you.
By knocking down the door?
I can open the door. That's fine. I just need you to turn us invisible. I can open the door. We need to check, listen to see if anyone's...
You can't open the door. That will break the invisibility.
Why?
Because that's how the spell works.
So
you need to be able to...
Open the door first.
In order to become invisible, because it is quite difficult, it's not easy, which is why this...
Muscle memory.
Stop it.
Child can't do anything.
Muscle memory and my instructions will get us through that door. It's a simple lock.
Yes, but not invisible.
You can't do it like... I mean, I
must concentrate on maintaining the invisibility.
I hate to say this,
right.
But yes, invisibility, you can only really walk around.
I'm so glad you've learned some of the basics of spellcraft.
I know so much more than you could ever dream
guys,
of.
Guys, I can...
Because you have no love in your hearts and no appreciation for the gods.
I know of love and I have nothing to do with it. That's enough. I know enough about that then.
Nameless One, just walk us to the door and I can unlock it now.
Don't call him the Nameless One!
Call me the Nameless
One. You're only encouraging him.
What else will she call me?
Terrible child mancer.
I do not mance child.
Moving on.
Yes, fine. Yes, I suppose I will give you back control temporarily. But remember, if you need any of my puissance...
I've never used puissance before and I don't intend to start.
That giggle
now.
Is in character.
Well, that obviously is the case. You have never been puissant in your entire life. You wouldn't even know puissance if it hit you in the face like a wet fish.
No puissance could hit me, I'm too fast.
It's Drax.
Bryn gets it. Of course it goes over your head. Anyway, I'll relinquish control.
Okay, right. Ariane, you're back in control of the body.
That was an excellent joke. Like, real top draw stuff. Alex is very, very...
Ariane, you're back in control of the body.
I'm going to go and unlock the door.
Okay, make me
Not open it.
Yes. Make me a check. I think it's your dex plus your proficiency.
Metagame,
because
surely you want to open it, otherwise we're going to be in the same situation.
Well, no, if we're invisible, we can still open the door.
We can open the door.
Oh, you can open the door.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can take like simple like bonus action.
Oh,
tactics.
Okay, that's fine then.
It's just I need to still like concentrate.
What am I adding? Sorry.
Both your dex and your proficiency, because you're proficient with thieves' tools and you have thieves' tools.
Right, 16.
Okay, yeah, you're able to unlock the door. You open it a crack just to see out, and you see that the corridor beyond is mostly dark. There's just a tiny low level of lighting from some small glow globes, and it seems to be empty. Everyone give me perception checks.
Another 12? I think I've only gotten 12 so far in perception.
21.
You can hear footsteps in the distance.
Oh, there's someone coming.
They're not necessarily moving towards you. There's clearly guards patrolling somewhere in the museum. They don't seem to be very close to you right now.
There's someone.
So you haven't consciously registered the sound of footsteps. Only Femi has. Mm. As far as you can see, the museum is completely deserted.
Someone around. Be careful.
Okay, well, I mean, now's the time to make us invisible, so I guess...
Oh, don't give it straight back to him. It's dark. You can hide. You're good at hiding. You're a hidey person.
How do you hide better than invisibility?
I usually recce places before I hit them. They've changed the security.
Surely you recce it when you came here the first time. That was your recce.
Yes, but I don't know the guard patterns for the night.
Okay, we're going to have to explain. Time is linear, and as time progresses, things can change. What was is not now.
You could just hide.
By being invisible.
Ideally as soon as possible, because those footsteps are coming closer. I wouldn't presume to tell you what to do, but I would suggest it.
Would you mind awfully just giving me control?
No,
before I wrest
go for it,
it from you? Thank you. I become invisible again.
Invisibility is cast.
Let's go to the collar.
Okay, I'll step out into the corridor.
Yep, you're still in the same section. There are multiple doorways between rooms in each section. Some of them have been closed and locked, but there are open ones and you can see them. So it is not too difficult to head back to the room with the collar. Now, the lighting level in here is that there is still a spotlight on each exhibit and the rest of the room is dark. And you've all got a bit more time to assess the room. So the previous setup, as I described, is still there. But this time, you have a slightly more time to take in the room. And Saran, you realise that the sword is your sword. It's the one you used to wield.
Yeah, of course.
That was probably obvious. Femi, you realise that both the vases and the astronomical equipment are from your country, the place where you grew up. They are, you know, they're old and they've been water damaged. But they're from where you grew up. And the central plinth with the collar on sits there in the middle of the room, spotlighted, little rope around it, the big heavy glass case around it. The hairs on your arms start to stick up in the presence of so much magic concentrated in one spot.
Wolves are near.
And we'll see you next week.
Wee.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Get through any locked doors?
Can the gas see?
I actually don't know.
See, bad magicka.
Assumedly I would, because I've probably done it before. But Ben doesn't know.
Allow me to check my memory palace, which looks a lot like a book.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.